Good afternoon. My name is John Currier. I'm the Chief of Staff of the Coast Guard. I'm out here today to address you all on the incident that occurred this morning. This morning, four of our security boats from Station Washington, which is a small unit of four boats and about 30 people, that is domiciled here for the sole purposes of protection of the National Capital Region maritime interests. We're out on a pre-planned training exercise on the Potomac River. During that exercise, they were discussing their tactics, their training, as they normally do on Channel 81, which is a marine frequency, a discrete Coast Guard channel that apparently was intercepted by a member of the public. Their discussions were taken out of context, and what we've seen is a reaction to a training exercise that really was just that. Our people have to train. They do it on a routine and normal basis. We coordinate our training with the other federal agencies. We have very, very well developed protocols for protection of the National Capital Region. This being a normal training exercise pre-planned, the coordination was minimal with other federal agencies. I want to reemphasize that no shots were fired. There was no suspect vessel. There was no criminal activity. This was a pre-planned, normal training exercise. I'm happy to take any questions that you might have.
Was there a discussion of shooting or guns on the frequency that led to this being misconstrued?
On Channel 81, which is an open frequency, but a Coast Guard discrete working frequency, part of the protocol in their training is verbalization of gunfire and orders between the boats, simulating what we would normally do if we were intercepting a suspect vessel. That bang, bang was verbalized on the radio, but I want to reemphasize that no shots were fired, no weapons were trained, no ammunition was loaded. This was strictly on the radio, a verbalization. That's a normal technique that happens all over the United States in major ports where our people train to interdict criminal activity and potential terrorist threats.
So somebody said bang, bang, or you simulated the noise?
No, somebody said bang, bang on the radio at the appropriate time in the training exercise when the actual interdiction of the boat would have taken place.
Did you inform the Secret Service since the President was in the area?
The President was not in the area. He had been at the Pentagon earlier this morning. He was not near where this training exercise was taking place. There was no pre-notification of Secret Service, to my knowledge, because this, as I said, was a routine training exercise.
September 11th.
I'm going to take the questions and shepherd them around. I promise to get to everybody.
Thank you. It's the best day to be doing this. And it's September 11th, there's a lot of emotion on this day.
I'm in charge.
It's today the best day.
We will look at our procedures and our timing of this exercise, but I will tell you this. We're charged with 7x24, 365, all day, every day, all weather, security and safety on the maritime interests of the National Capital Region. We train every day. We have crews that are highly proficient, and this is a routine exercise. I don't think that our operational commander saw any reason not to train today.